Lesson 13. America's First Lady of the Sky. In 1917, Amelia Earhart was working as a nurse's helper in Canada, caring for pilots wounded in the First World War. Their stories kindled an interest in flying in the 19-year-old girl, and so after the war she took lessons and became a proficient pilot. As soon as she had saved enough money, she bought her own plane and soon broke the women's altitude record, taking her tiny biplane up to 14,000 feet. By that time, flying had become an obsession. Earhart's zest for adventure led her to become the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. She also became the first person to make the perilous solo flight from Hawaii to California, after previous attempts had claimed the lives of 10 pilots. In 1931, she married publisher George Putnam. A canny business person, Putnam acted as his wife's manager and was her mentor in the ways of business. In addition to being world famous for her exploits in the air, Earhart was personable and enjoyed being in the spotlight. This made it easy for Putnam to promote her activities. He published the book she wrote and got her contracts with advertisers to endorse products. He also set up lucrative speaking tours in which Earhart talked not only about flying, but also about other issues important to her, such as women's rights and world peace. The money they earned in these ways was used to help meet the high costs of buying and maintaining Earhart's aircraft. On June 1, 1937, at the age of 39, Earhart took off in a twin-engine Lockheed Electra on a round-the-world flight. Accomplishing this long-term goal was to be the climax of her career. The event, which began by heading east from California, attracted worldwide interest, and exuberant crowds greeted her at every stop of the flight, eager to catch a glimpse of the intrepid flyer. On the morning of July 2nd, she took off on the most arduous leg of the journey, a 2,500-mile flight from New Guinea to tiny Howland Island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. 20 hours into the flight, having covered most of the journey, Earhart radioed that she was running out of fuel. She never made it to Howland Island. Massive air and sea rescue missions produced no clues as to her fate. Amelia Earhart's disappearance remained a complete mystery for over 50 years. Then in 1992, searchers found part of a shoe that may have belonged to Earhart, together with some scraps of aluminum, possibly from her plane, on Nikumaroro Island, 500 miles south of Howland Island. The plane could have crash-landed there when it ran out of fuel. If this is indeed what happened, Earhart and her navigator would have been in desperate straits and could not have survived more than a few days. Temperatures on the island reach 120 degrees. They would have had only a scanty supply of water on board, and there was none on the island. Their bodies, and the remains of the plane, would have been swept out to sea in a relatively short time. Is this what actually happened to Amelia Earhart? It is a likely explanation, but we will probably never know for sure.